Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. I am Andrea Daniel, and today we're talking with Tracy T. Elise Christian Favors about her new book, Toast to the Fool, and our second guest is Chris Rutherford, president of Broadside Lotus Press, who will fill us in on what's going on with the organization of late, and we will hear from those guests right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for April 20th, 2016. First up on the show today is Tracy T. Elise Christian Favors, who is an author, radio personality, media correspondent, and entrepreneur dedicated to bringing retro, feel-good entertainment to the masses. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, T. Elise has made a name for herself by spotlighting the good in her hometown neighborhoods in an effort to destroy negative imagery surrounding the city. As a Motor City sis, T. Elise prides herself on her throwback persona and has capitalized on her creativity by authoring a trilogy urban fiction series, The Black College Sabbatical, producing a successful internet radio show, Back on the B-Side, and has rose from an on-air personality to station manager of her broadcast home, 7mileradio.com. Tracy is the CEO of B-Side Multimedia and Entertainment Resource Group for eclectic, exclusive artistic events and projects. And she is author of the new book, Toast to the Fool. And I want to welcome Tracy T. Elise Christian Favors to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited.
You are so welcome. I'm excited, too. Just first, Tracy, let's talk about the book, Toast to the Fool. What is it about?
Actually, Toast to the Fool basically chronicles a group of friends who have reached the Mo' Better generation of life, which we like to say is 35 and up. And as they look upon their lives and they see some of their missteps, they find themselves also in the most foolish part of their lives. So their quest is to battle their inner fool and get to the better side of themselves. And that's kind of the premise we want to leave with the readers as well.
So where did that storyline come from?
My own life.
Okay.
But you know, just getting down on ourselves sometimes, you know, we always say, I want to be, you know, rich by the time I'm 50, or, you know, I want to do this by this age. And if you get to that age and you haven't accomplished that particular goal, tend to get down on yourself. This is a way that you say, if there's anything to the good about the person that you are right now, then you have to give a toast to the fool in you that got you to this point, because we tend to learn from our missteps, not so much our successes.
Oh, right, right, right. That is such a good point. Now, I want to talk about the book cover. It's really, really interesting. So, can describe the book cover so listeners can get a feel what it looks like.
Well, okay, what happens is, you know, the book is entitled Toast to the Fool. So, on the book cover, we actually have a African-American couple who are toasting, you know, and they're dressed up. They look like they're at a romantic dinner, so to speak, but they each have two heads. They're looking very happy at each other at first glance, and then the second head just kind of shows those same faces, but the look on their face is a little different. So that's kind of where we play to the fool, because oftentimes a fool acts like everything is good when it really isn't. That's kind of what we were going with, and we wanted to, you know, of course, put a couple so that people could identify, but then, you know, hopefully people would get, you know, the evil and the good, so to speak, on everybody, on men and women, you know, and then the glasses that they're toasting with are broken. So that is another, you know, and then you see it on the back of the book, too. On the back of the book, you know, you have a close-up of those broken glasses.
Okay, I see.
So that's another thing showing the clash of life between the circle of friends that the book encompasses, actually. You know, everything that one fool goes through affects the other four fools.
Right, because we are all really connected. But, Tracy,
absolutely.
Is the female in the picture, is that you?
Yes. And that is my husband and as the male. It's a family affair.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that is just great. That was really nice of him to step in as the male model.
Actually, it was my graphic artist, the owner of 7 Mile Radio, Mark Walker. He actually talked us both into being on the cover, just, you know, to avoid, you know, looking for models and that type of thing. He said, you guys know a wealth of people, and people we've been together for over 20 years. So he was like, what better couple to use, you know?
Right. Yeah, that is a smart and safe way to go about it, because those are your pictures and you don't have anything to worry about. That was good for Mark to do. Very good. So how is Toast to the Fool, how is it different from the Black College Sabbatical series?
Oh, excellent question. Actually, the Toast to the Fool 1 is a standalone book, so it's not a part of the trilogy series at all. And this one, I really wanted to focus on, you know, people who have reached the age that I'm at. You know, at this point, I'm 43 years old. So, you know, it was really targeted toward people, you know, who are of that Mo' Better generation. But that's not to say that, you know, the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds still won't be able to pull something from the book, because I think the overall themes and messages are just that. They're broad enough to reach everybody.
Right. And the Black College Sabbatical series was about college students.
Exactly. It was college life, and it chronicled four girls their first year at an HBCU, being that freshman year, that inaugural year. So we're talking about post-teens, you know what I'm saying, post-adolescence type, you know, entering into grown-up territory, you know, whereas Toast to the Fool, we are already here. Still trying to make it happen.
Right. Now, you had the that series, the Black College Sabbatical series. Was it much of a shift for you to get out of that series mindset to produce this one particular book, Toast to the Fool?
Actually, it really was, because I had, when I wrote Black College Sabbatical, you know, I wrote that book right back to back. So I started it in like 2003, and, you know, it took me to 2005 to finish it. And it was all three books. With Toast, and I wasn't doing anything in artistry at the time except my nonprofit. When Toast to the Fool came along, I was a lot busier in entertainment. So I had started it, and I had a concept in mind, but through some of the mishaps of running a radio show and, you know, doing other literary projects, this spoke to me a little more. So I had to kind of scrap the first idea and revamp it. So it literally took me about 4 years to finish this, because I couldn't go at it hard and just concentrate on that. I had to kind of find the time and hope it meshed with my creative time as well, you know.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't always run in sync with each other. So
no.
that can be a challenge.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the muse has its own time clock that it's working on.
Absolutely, and it works nothing for deadlines or anything like that. So that's one of the great things about being, you know, independent, because you have your own personal deadlines, but it's not as stringent as it would be if you had a traditional publisher who said, hey, have these pages in by this time, you know.
Right, exactly. Now, you had a book launch recently for Toast to the Fool. How did that go?
It went overwhelmingly successful. I was a little surprised, actually, because I'm still, you know, learning and kind of, you know, troubleshooting and kind of testing ideas in relation to, you know, marketing myself and marketing my book. So it wound up going really well. It was well attended. We debuted the book trailer, which I produced and directed myself. I've been told that I write books that are like a movie on the page. So one of the things that I wanted to try with Toast to the Fool is to make a book trailer that looked like a movie. So people would know that it was a movie on the page, you know. So that's exactly what we did. We did a minute, 40-second trailer for the book that basically has some of my actor friends from the city of Detroit, you know, acting out some of the scenes from the book.
Mm-hmm. And where can we go to see that trailer? Is that available?
Oh yeah, it's all over the place, you know, all social media. But it is, all you have to do is look up Toast to the Fool book trailer, and you'll find it on YouTube, and that is exactly where you'll see it. But if you follow me, Tia Lise, on any type of social media that there is, then then you'll be able to find it there too.
Okay, good. That is really good to know. I want to know about your new blog, The Lit Chick Corner. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, The Lit Chick Corner, I do a blog on 7 Mile Radio in association with the Back on the B-Side show, and that's the mental meal blog. So I always kind of introduce the mental meal on the show and then write about it later. Well, The Lit Chick Corner is pretty much everything else outside of my radio show, just things that I think about in terms of you know, the literary process, whether it is actually putting out a literary product, or sometimes it's just motivation to keep going. Because as an independent artist, you know, those times when you're having launches and book signings, those are easy. Those are fun. But it's sometimes hard to stay motivated in between, you know.
Right.
So I wanted to start writing a blog that would, you know, that would play to that, and that might inspire other authors, you know, to keep going. And then also, you know, be a haven for some of my fans to just see the writings, that the ramblings of my mind outside of the books.
Okay. That's a good point, because it is nice to have another place to go to keep up with your writing, you as the author and the writer, and also, like you said, for your fans to be able to keep up with you too. So that blog is a great place to go to. Tell people where they can find you online to follow the blog and, you know, find out when you're going to have some more book signings and readings.
Okay, well, it looks like my life is picking up as we speak. So, you know, I go into one weekend thinking, okay, yeah, I don't have anything to do, and then an opportunity comes up and you got to go. Well, they can find the Lit Chick Corner on WordPress.com, so they can, you know, just look up the Lit Chick Corner and you'll find me there. Also links to it on all social media, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, all Goodreads, all those good things. I'm Tia Elise or Tracy E. Christian. Either one of those, you should be able to find me. And then in regard to signings and that type of thing, next Friday, I will be attending and performing, actually, in a book launch for a book debut and poetry recital for the second B-side books author. She's having a debut. Her name is Tyra L. Butler. So she's debuting her book, and I'm going to read a book there and have some books at her debut, but then also a group called the Hot Flashes Women's Brunch will have me performing at the Bridge next week in Detroit downtown next Saturday. So, and that's from 11 to 2. So those are the two things I know of coming up so far.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I know how that goes so far. But that's Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th that you have those two events. And I want to thank you, Tracy T. Elise Christian Favors, for being on the show today. I'm so glad we could get you on.
Thank you, Andrea. You take care, and smooches to everything you guys do for Detroit artists. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Smooches to you, too, for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And that was Tracy T. Elise Christian and our second guest on Michigan Literary Network Radio. Today is Chris Rutherford, president of Broadside Lotus Press. Now, Chris was scheduled to be on the show last week, but that didn't work out, and I couldn't let National Poetry Month go by without making sure we heard from the organization that is the oldest African-American publisher of African-American poetry in the United States, and I want to bring on Chris Rutherford. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, Andrea. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad we could get you on today.
Absolutely. I still apologize for last week, but I'm glad I could make it back before the month got away from us.
That's right. No problem. That's right. I agree. You're here, and we're going to forget about last week. We're going to keep moving it forward. Chris, let's talk about the organization Broadside Lotus Press. The two publishing companies became one last year. So how have things been going since the merger?
Well, things have been going pretty good. It's been a very, very interesting and productive year. However, we serve Broadside Press itself. We merged in 2015, and now we're now Broadside Lotus Press. We merged with Dr. Naomi Long Magid's press, which she started here in Detroit, Michigan. It is the third oldest African American owned press of African American poetry in the country, and so it's historic. Both she and Dudley Randall both served as poet laureates of Detroit, and have international worldwide acclaim. And so it is fortuitous that in her retirement age at 92, I believe she is, she decided to retire from the press, that she would hand it over to Broadside, whose work she's always shared and admired as well. So her and Dudley were always great friends. And so in Broadside's 50th anniversary last year, we had a great event, which took place over 4 days. Whew, a lot of stuff going on. University of Detroit Mercy, and then we went to the next day. We held a formal event at the Detroit Public Library, which coincided with their 150th celebration, so it was a joint project. And if anyone hasn't seen it, you can go to the Detroit Public Library and still get the 2015 African-American book list, which was written by Dr. Gloria Anep House, one of our board members, and it is just fantastic with information and history and a great list of books of poets, both national, international, and local. And then the third day we celebrated at the University of Michigan in Detroit Center with community poets coming out, watching a film created by Samaj. It was just fantastic. And then the fourth day we held at the Museum of African American History, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, which we held a forum called Black Genius in the 21st Century and What Does It Mean? And that was just fantastic as well, with great discussion on how do we move forward as a culture, as a people, as artists, as thinkers, and where do we go from here in this new paradigm that we live in. So it was a wonderful series of events for 2015. It was tiring, and so we're excited about 2015.
Right, and that was a wonderful way to celebrate a 50th anniversary for the organization. And I was actually at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History for that final event, that panel discussion, The Black Genius in the 21st Century, which was phenomenal. It was such a wonderful conversation that you all had there. So, yeah, that was a great way to have that 50th anniversary.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I know a couple of things are current right now. There's the Naomi Long Magic Poetry Award submission. Now, I know the period for submissions is over, but can you talk a little bit about that? Because she has had that that submission period and that contest going on for decades now, and now it's part of Broadside Lotus Press Merge, and you all are taking over that award. So talk about that award a little bit.
Absolutely. We're proud to now host the Naomi Long Magic Poetry Award, which, as you said, has been going on for decades, and so we are continuing that legacy in publishing poetry and literary excellence. This year's submission, what took place between January 2nd and March 1st, as you stated, it is now passed. So we are in the process of judging the submissions. We had a large number of submissions, and we were very excited about that, that people are still interested in supporting and being a part of that great award. And so a lot of local artists as well, so that'll be interesting to see who comes out. So we are very excited about that. We should have an announcement about that. It usually comes around the second week of June or so, and so we should hopefully have an announcement about that. We are also celebrating the 2016 winner. You get you actually win the year before and serve as the winner in the next year when your book is printed. So the 2016 winner is Miss Malika Favorite. She was born in Louisiana, but she currently lives in Augusta, Georgia, and she is a visual artist and a writer as well. And her book is called Ascension. And that book is currently available on our website, broadsidelotuspress.org, and you can purchase that book. It is along with many of the past winners of the Naomi Long Poetry Award. So we are very excited. We are hosting an event on May 6th, and that will be at 6 o'clock at U of M Detroit Center. Ms. Favorite is not able to be here, but we're going to Skype her in, and she's going to talk about her work as a writer. She has been published in numerous magazines and journals across the country, the New Orleans Poetry Journal, the Finishing Line Press as well. She's been published by, she writes fiction as well as essays. And so she's been published widely across the country, and she has some very, very, very beautiful poetry that I'm sure everyone will love. And we can be able to have a question and answer about, you know, her writing, how her process, entering for the award. Being a visual artist itself, she also designed the cover for her book. It's a fantastic, beautiful, colorful cover. But that book is called Ascension. She is the 2016 Naomi Long Magic Poetry Award. So we're very excited to host a reception for her via the internet on May 6th at the U of M Detroit Center.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a really, really good event. And her book is Ascension. That's wonderful. Now, are there
Absolutely.
Any other events coming up for Broadside Press? I know you had the Broadside Poet Theater last Sunday, and you hold that. That's what, the third Sunday of every month? It's an open mic and workshop set series?
Absolutely. So it's a little different. We kind of changed formats for the Broadside Press Poetry Theater. We decided to make it more of a writing format, so there is still the opportunity for open mic. But it's also an opportunity to bring your works to the Poetry Theater and have English professors, which who are essentially Roar Harris and Dr. Gloria House, both professors from the University of Michigan, Dearborn. But they will go through your poetry in a safe space. So it's not to be critical, but just to give guidance and to help people develop their writing. And it's something that we found successful in the past, and there's been a real need of people wanting to just get that kind of professional feedback as to their writing and how to develop their craft. And so, and then we have an opportunity to have open mic and share after we go through the process of evaluating and guiding through the writing. And so that does take place from September through April. And so we did hold our last one this past Saturday, but it will start up again in September. We are also co-sponsors of the Motown Mic Contest. And so if you haven't been to one of those events, those are phenomenal. That is a contest put on by the Motown Museum, who has a rich tradition in spoken word through their Forum label, in which they produce speeches and poetry and just a phenomenal repository of audio recordings that came through the Forum label at Motown. And so in celebration of that, they wanted to reconnect that part of their legacy with what's going on today. And so it's spoken word. And so they have the Motown Mic Contest, and we're co-sponsors with them. This is our third year as co-sponsor with the Motown Mic Contest. And we're very excited to be a part of that. And I guess one of the other things that's going on is that we have been contacted by the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., and so the African American Museum of African American History, Smithsonian Museum, and Broadside Press, as well as Dudley Randall individually and Broadside Press as an organization, are both also being inducted into that museum as part of African American legacy here in the United States. And so we're very excited and proud about that opportunity to be asked to have our works sent, the works of Broadside Press and its legacy poets inducted into that museum. And so we're very excited about that.
That is just excellent. And what a great honor to be part of that organization. Wow. Congratulations for that. That is just great.
Yeah.
And Chris, I want to thank you for being on the show and giving such a broad range and description of what Broadside Lotus Press is into right now. We've got a lot of things to look forward to with Broadside Press, with the May event, and then when you start back up with the Broadside Poet Theater Workshop Series in September. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Anytime. I'll be happy to come back.
All right. Thank you. You take care now. All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And that's all the time there is for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to thank our guest, Tracy T. Elise Christian Favors, author of Toast to the Fool, and Chris Rutherford of Broadside Lotus Press. I want to thank them both for being here and sharing so much good information. Be sure to check them out at their website. Find them on Facebook also. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at MotownWriters.com, and you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio right here on BlogTalkRadio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Gabrielle Knox, who will let us know about a wonderful new project her organization, the Detroit Poetry Society, is embarking upon. This has been Andrea Daniels for the Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you so much for being out there and for listening in. I do appreciate you. I want you to have a good rest of your night, a good rest of the week, and write good words and live a good story. Good night.